Good morning, Scarlett. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Now, tell us a bit about 180. What is it and how did it find its footing originally?
Yeah, so 180, as you said, is a charity that is there to help young people, particularly in their mental health journeys. So 180 started back in 2017. It was triggered by the loss of a few young people to suicide up in the Northern Beaches. And as you said, the co-founders, Paris Jeffcoat and Samantha Callender, wanted to do something about this, these tragic events, and just noticed the lack of visibility about mental health and wanted to do something about the stigma that is attached to talking about how you're going and if things are getting really bad, seeking out support. They started this thing called 180, which was the idea to flip mental health on its head and provide a space for young people to come and have a chat. So what they established was peer-to-peer support groups, which is the program we run called Open Up. Open Up is a space for young people to get together and come and have a chat. But initially, there was a lot of trial and error. So it was very much about co-creating a program with young people being involved as volunteers to run this Open Up program. But I think it started with a chat in a room of like, hey, there's this issue going on that's personally affected all of us. What are we going to do about it? Completely from their own initiative, and have carried it through to today. But very much a grassroots, bottom-up approach to tackling this epidemic of suicide that's running waves across for our young people.
Can you give us a bit of an idea of what these group sessions, these peer sessions are like from your experience?
Yeah, so at the moment we run 4 sessions a week in Sydney. It's Open Up is runs for about an hour and a half. Anyone can turn up from the ages of 18 to 29. It's really kind of like a sharing circle. So you'll come in and we run through, there are two peer-to-peer support workers who've been trained with mental health first aid and with our own internal training. They'll greet you there and then we run through kind of some ground rules, welcome everyone to the space. And then it's a really free-flowing conversation that's about honesty, your own personal experiences and whatever's going on for you at the moment. But what's really important for us is that anyone can turn up. You don't have to be suffering anything really intense, but you also can be. It's really a place to connect with other people. So there's no agenda, there's no structure in that free-flowing conversation. And then at the end, we kind of wrap things up and we also tell people that have turned up about the mental health resources that are out there within their specific local community and within around Australia. So that's kind of the basic structure.
What sort of benefits do you think having these group sessions provide as compared to, say, one-on-one counselling and other services that are available to young people?
What we're providing really fills, it taps into a niche, which is about early, about prevention. So really it's about connecting with other people that are your age that might be going through the same thing. So while, as you say, it's not clinical one-to-one support, I've found it powerful personally as both a participant and now helping run the sessions, just kind of looking around the room and thinking, oh my gosh, there are other young people here going through the same stuff as me or maybe something really different, but I'm not alone in this. And it's also an incredible space where I can speak freely and openly and pretty anonymously about what's going on for me and have people there that are listening where it's safe. And I really think it's the power of connection and being heard and seen and listened to
Cool. Yeah. And you have this emphasis on helping out young people. Is there an age limit on those who can participate? And why the focus on youth?
Yeah, so we do. We have, for our open up sessions, it's 18 to 29 year olds. The focus on this specific age group comes from research and data on where the most help is needed at the moment. And just to give you some statistics, so suicide is the leading cause of death for young people in Australia. So a young person is more likely to die by suicide than being in a motor vehicle accident or a drug overdose. So it's really kind of targeting where we're seeing most people suffering. And so that 18 to 29 age group is the target for us. One in two young people are impacted by suicide by the time they turn 25. And just kind of zooming out a bit more from statistics, it is a period in one's life where there's a lot of change. People might be transitioning from high school to university, from university into the workforce. There's a lot of kind of searching around. You might be moving around a lot. It's quite tumultuous, a lot of searching for kind of purpose and self and meaning. And so just having this community space where you can come and have a chat or just sit back and listen, that's also completely fine, we've found really powerful, and it's particularly important.
Those are sort of heart-wrenching statistics when you look at it. And I don't think, there's enough awareness about the prevalence in this age group that we're talking about. Now, I think on your website, it also sort of, emphasizes that there's also sources for proper medical help out there, and that your services aren't necessarily a substitute. Do you want to just tell us a bit about what sources you direct people to as well for additional medical help or other services, and the sort of relationship between those services and what you guys provide?
Yeah, so we, at the end of our session, kind of speak to people who have turned up about, look, if this session you've noticed like, oh, I actually really want some more professional support about this issue that I've talked about, or maybe I know someone else who might really need its help. We mentioned services like Lifeline, the suicide callback service. There's a mental health line, kids helpline, men's line, Beyond Blue. These are some of the resources that we speak about, where people can call up for free and access a professional who is professionally trained to respond to their needs. There's also kind of the Indigo Project is another great example of a really dynamic institute that's doing a lot of different support in terms of offering counselling and psychological services, but running workshops, and their website's fantastic in terms of all the information that got in there about how to diversify your well-being and look at different avenues for helping yourself feel stable and calm. So, yeah, we also have a referral pathway. So if you do notice in the session that someone needs particular direct support, we will link them up to a direct contact point, and I'll check in with them in the few days after the session, just to link them up with more directed specific support.
Fantastic. And finally, if there's people out there that are listening, and one of the things that you talk about as well is destigmatizing mental health and opening up conversations. If there's people out there that are listening that have people in their lives that are experiencing mental health issues and potentially even, self-harm thoughts and things like that, How would you sort of recommend that they go about opening up conversations and beginning that process of destigmatization and helping people in their lives and supporting them with these sorts of issues?
Yeah, I think just knowing you're not alone, and so reaching out, so feeling kind of stuck and alone or whatever you are experiencing, it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with experiencing that, but it's also totally okay to need help and need support. And I would just recommend not holding the burden by yourself and sharing that with another person. And in my experiences, you know, opening up to friends, saying, actually, you know what, life's been really hard at the moment and I'm not really doing great. There's a sense that, you know, they feel honoured that you feel safe in sharing that with them. So whether it's a friend, whether it's a family, whether it's another avenue, if it's professional support, that there are people out there who do care. You are important and your experience is valid. And just not, yes, don't hold it all to yourself. It's can be too heavy and too hard sometimes to just hold it all. There are spaces where for listening and sharing and to connect to other people. So, yeah, that would be my major piece of advice.
Great. And really important, I think, that just that message of you're not alone is such an important one for people to keep in mind. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for, Scarlett, but thank you so much for joining me this morning on The Daily.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too.